Congregation may be seated. This Advent season, if you've noticed, we've been, hopefully you've noticed, we're reading our way through Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. He planted this church, and in this letter, his word of encouragement here in chapter 4 is to talk about Jesus' second coming. This would be their source of encouragement when they were facing those doubts about their future. So, this begins at verse 13. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. And our Advent hymn for this evening is hymn number 29 out of the green hymnal, Comfort, Comfort, Now My People.